This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from the National Business Aviation Association in my favorite town, Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm with Tom Turner of the American Bonanza Society, who has been involved in an activity here at NBAA concerning loss of control accidents, which is getting to be a major concern and at all levels of aviation, but especially general aviation. Tom, you were involved in setting up a safety stand down on single pilot operations. Tell me what it was and what you hope to accomplish.
Okay, well, the single pilot safety stand down is in its fourth or fifth year. I've been associated for 2 years now. It's a function of the NBAA Safety Committee's single pilot working group. It's run by Jim Lara. The program is actually put together behind the scenes by Mike Graham of Textron Aviation, which is a major sponsor. But the purpose of the single pilot safety stand down is to have a forum for pilots who fly single pilot IFR high performance aircraft to look at some of the unique issues that they face. Safety issues they face. This year's program focused on loss of control in flight. The NTSB has given us some very good data that show that that over 40% of all fatal accidents in general aviation aircraft are a loss of control event, either as Dr. Earl Wayne of the NTSB presented yesterday morning at the beginning of the program, either by going too slow, stalling, or going too fast, having an in-flight breakup. We focus primarily on the workload issues that might result in either an upset event or a stall event close to the ground. So we had four presenters yesterday. Well, there was an introduction by the head of the committee. Then we had four presenters. Dr. Wehner from the NTSB looked at the loss of control record in general aviation aircraft and noted that although the statistics have been flat for well over a decade, very unfortunately, this segment, the single pilot business operator, has had an increase in both total accidents and fatal accidents in the last couple of years. And so we're concerned about addressing that. And as I think I said before, over 40% of all of those mishaps are loss of control events. So we focus specifically on that. So Dr. Wehner gave the introduction. I was the second presenter, and my focus was proactive ways to avoid loss of control events. The single pilot working group, with some funding from the safety committee, put together a video written by Robert Mark, one of the committee members, that took a Phenom pilot, we did this in a simulator, took a Phenom pilot through a series of increasing workload events to the point where he experienced an incipient loss of control close to the ground on final approach. I did an introduction to that video and presented it up through the incipient loss of control where we faded out. And for the balance of my program, we discussed the different factors that happened along the way and some things that ATC did that increased the risk level, some things that the pilot did to himself to increase the risk level. And we tried to focus on getting not only regular training, but getting the training that the individual pilot needs to fill in all of those gaps. After I was done with that, Paul B.J. Ramsbury of APS, Upset Recovery Training Program, took it from there. The video progressed through the loss of control, a flashback the pilot had to a training event in the past, and then took him through the recovery. And B.J. Spent his balance of the program looking at what you do once the upset begins. Not necessarily when it's actually stalled or when it's actually rolled beyond parameters, but when you see it starting to trend in that direction. So his focus was on upset recovery, and that's his business, Upset Recovery Training. The final presenter was from Garmin and looked at some of the technological solutions that address each of the factors that we looked at earlier in the video program. So as a whole, we spent the day looking at the loss of control record, the things that lead to loss of control, the way to recover from loss of control events, and the future of loss of control prevention in single pilot operations.
Now that 40% is kind of across the board, but are we talking about the increase that you saw in just single pilot operations or single pilot business operations?
Well, the NTSB data are for business pilot operations, and by their definition, that is a single pilot aircraft being operated by someone whose primary job is not flying the airplane. So the business owner who owns an aircraft and operates that in the conduct of his business. So it does not encompass personal operations of aircraft and single pilot operations. It was specific to the NTSB's definition of a business aircraft, which by its definition is single pilot.
And I take it there's no parallel trend in two crew aircraft?
No, it's the two pilot crew aircraft has been had almost non-existent fatal accident rate for the last several years, and has remained steady. So the trend upward was unique to this particular category of aircraft operation.
Well, thanks for the briefing on this, Tom.
Sure, you're very welcome, Paul.
We've been talking to Tom Turner. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting from NBAA in Las Vegas. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.